It's just absolutely extraordinary, especially now at this time of year, coming up to the holiday season. Well, we can't even avoid political correctness and stupidity even now. Welcome to Common Sense Political Correctness. I'm Keith Powell. You know, it's rather amusing because we actually hadn't planned on doing a show in December. No, we actually hadn't planned on it. But then, at the last minute, things kind of changed. Now, the program actually that we were planning to broadcast at the beginning of December has changed completely. It's changed completely. And we actually had to go back and basically redo everything. The good thing, of course, is that program will air at some point. We haven't recorded it yet, but everything actually that we had planned will be useful again. I mean, that's the thing when it comes to stupid people. Stuff kind of never goes out of fashion, but that is neither here nor there. Why, you may ask? Well, let's have a song, shall we?
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Your lips
well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Get over that old doubt. Ooh, baby, it's cold outside.
Johnny Mercer and Margaret Whiting with Baby, It's Cold Outside. Yes. Well, it seems that a few radio stations have decided to pull this song for this holiday season because of the Me Too movement. Yes, they decided to ban a song that was made a hit in the late 1940s, actually sung by Ricardo Montalban and an actress whose name I can't remember at the moment, because of the Me Too movement, because they said it sends the wrong message. Because she wants to go, and he's making all kinds of excuses for her to stay. Some have even gone so far to say the song is about rape. He wants to rape this woman. What a bunch of fucking idiots. It's a song. A cute little question-answer song. It's not about rape. You're making... These people, I don't think, would know what a song about rape would be if it came out and fucked them in the ass. They're fucking idiots. I mean, it's a song already. The thing is, it's very double standard. Now, this is my point, what I was going to get to. There's a number of songs out there that actually do promote rape. Shall we listen to one right now?
Last week I beat my bitch up in the street for lying to me. She thought she caught a cutie, but didn't know the nigga knew me. He said he have a one or two affairs with the booger beer. All a nigga can do is try to act like he don't fucking care. I was about to drop the hammer on this nigga to grip all dollars wallet, and he had my bitch's pictures. That undercover of a bullshit was not discovered. Can't wait to see this bitch, cause I'ma beat ass in public. I went to a sister's house, drove by her mama's.
Actually, I can't play the whole thing. I can't play the whole thing because it's just a bad song. Has nothing to do with the lyrics, but it's just a bad song. And the lyrics are kind of dumb. Cool G, song is called Mr. Mister. And that was just a little part of it. I mean, I didn't even get to the part where it actually talks about promoting rape and sexual assault and even punching women. And these fucking idiots go around and complain about, baby, it's cold outside? You're kidding me, right? I mean, this is the thing, okay? This is what happens with movements like Me Too. They will go after everything. They don't put anything in context. And they don't put perspective. They don't have perspective. I mean, for example, when we did the show on PETA recently, these people don't put anything in perspective. They're fucking idiots. I recently actually had posted something on Facebook about these morons and said, I have an idea. I think we should find a deserted island somewhere, put them to the deserted island so they can do whatever the hell they want. Or even better, especially the vegans. Huh? Vegans and the rest of the groups. Send them to the Senegal Islands. And they'll be eaten by a bunch of cannibals. Now, the song clip that we just took a listen to, Mr. Mister by Cool G. Nobody wanted to ban that song or protest against that song. Why? Well, the artist is black. Yes, I will say it. There is a double standard. You can have blacks saying, end this, end that, let's punch women, whatever the hell it is, right? And everybody will, we'll keep quiet. This is what I'm saying, it's a double standard. It's just a double standard. So the baby, it's cold outside, fuck idiots. I would suggest you go find a grenade, lube up the grenade, shove it up your ass. Make sure there's enough lube because some grenades are different sizes than others. Make sure there's a lot of lube on it. I will buy you the lube for it. Shove it up your ass and then pull the pin. It's a Christmas song. It's a Christmas song. So I'm going to dedicate right now, really, I'm going to dedicate the next song to all of you, including the lunatics and the Me Too movement. And by the way, I should stress right now, yes, the Me Too movement is a good thing, but it's been hijacked. Like many of these movements, they've been hijacked by a bunch of idiots. Something which started off as a really good idea because of Harvey Weinstein and all the creepy things that he was doing. along with some others as well, has been taken to a level of lunacy. Okay? It's been hijacked. So we're going to dedicate this next song to all those who hijacked that movement. Guess what the song is? That's right. It's Baby, It's Cold Outside by Dean Martin.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, what's your
father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful, hurry. Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put more. Some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I'll say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in close?
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
great.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk to
think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in mind.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, It's Cold Outside, dedicated to all the fruitcakes and loonies who actually hijacked a good movement, but it turned it into something completely nasty. You know who you are. Something actually I should point out right now. Some people will say that I'm only going after the left. Actually, no, not at all. I'm going after the right as well, because there are fucktards, morons, and cunts on both sides. They're on both sides. And if somebody says, oh, you're being offensive to me, good. Because you know what? As I said, I think on the first or second show, some people really deserve to be offended. And if you're going to be offended, guess what? Don't listen. It isn't difficult. If you don't like something, just don't listen to it. But you see, these people, I think they purposely seek out to find things that they find offensive. Now, a few moments ago, we took a listen to just a clip of a rap song called Mr. Mister by Kool G. I personally don't find any of the lyrics offensive. And I read them and went, well, it's just a bad song. It just happens to be a bad song. It's not really a song that in years from now, people will think is a classic. It's just a bad song. Guess what? Well, I'm just not going to listen to it. I just don't listen to it. I mean, really, sometimes, you know, you just really have to wonder. Now, if you think Baby Outside was the end of it, no, it wasn't. For about 50 years now, there is a television tradition, especially in the United States, with a cartoon that was narrated by Burl Ives, who also did the title track to the the television special. Let's listen to it now.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. The red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The wonderful Burl Ives and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the original soundtrack recording to the CBS television special. Well, guess what? Guess what? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is now the target of the crazies. Why? Because they feel that Santa Claus is being a bully. When I heard this one, I laughed. Even the one with Baby It's Cold Outside, I mean, I laughed. It's incredibly funny. But this one in particular, I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And continued doing so. Shall we look at the lyrics, right? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Yes, that's true. Hence the reason why it's called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Yes, because it's red. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. Oh, I think they're missing the point of the story, right? They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Well, no, they didn't, because the song is about precisely that. What kind of reindeer games are there? Well, having traveled in forests where there are reindeer, they do get up to quite a few things. Probably some reindeer orgies or something, but not with this group. It is a children's cartoon, right? Anyway, moving on to the lyric. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, a fictional character, by the way, Santa Claus, a fictional character, came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Well, it was foggy, you see, and if you are going to be foggy, Santa Claus was following rule number one, make sure you have fog lights, which were not installed on his sleigh, and the other reindeer, of course, didn't have fog lights as well, probably because when the fairy tale was written, there were no fog lights. But guess what? Reindeer had a shiny nose, so yes, put him up front. That's what they have on airplanes, right? They have the red light that flashes, the lights, for safety reasons. You see, Santa Claus is actually very smart, despite the fact that he is a fictional character. He's making a good point here. Then, all of the other reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Well, then they realized that, guess what? Rudolph was not a bad chap after all. And he made their job of delivering presents even safer. Why? Because it was a foggy Christmas Eve. I mean, after it recently aired in the United States, just recently, I just said that, yes, twice, a group now has decided that they also want to protest this. I mean, okay, you know what? In all reality, you can probably find any song to say you want to ban it. How about the Beatles? Huh? She was just 17? You know what I mean? I mean, this is how stupid these people are. They're dumb, and they're idiots, and they're morons. And the funny thing is, when you confront them, this is my favorite part of all, is when you confront them on this kind of thing, right? They tend to do the same thing. Number one is they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear what you have to say, because what you have to say in response to their stupidity also offends them. I mean, there's no getting around it, you know? Really, they will get offended by anything. And sometimes they really don't understand things. Now, I'll give you a recent exchange that I had on Twitter a few weeks ago, actually, with somebody by the name of Mohammed Noami Baker. And I posted something, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, yes, now I remember what it was. He said, "Are you sure think is a verb you want to use?" Now, it had to do with posting. What was it again? Oh, it was on these politically correct lunatics. And I said, I think they should be brought outside, put against the wall, and shot. Of course, I don't really mean that. You know? And then, of course, they take everything literally. Well, if they take it literally and they don't understand what was behind it, then they're idiots. He said, because it sounds a lot like a rational response of saying people deciding what's appropriate, contemplating cultural content is murder. How does that make you any different from ISIL or Al-Shabaab? You know, they're fruitcakes. And when you actually, no, I remember what it was for now. It was actually for the song Baby It's Cold Outside. I said, the people that should be shot, now I remember it. The people that should be shot are the ones, I think, that want to ban this song and other things that are completely innocent. Put them against the wall and shoot them. Just put them out of their misery and put them out of everybody else's misery as well. Now, the funny thing is, at one point I'm like, okay, this guy, because I've had exchanges with him before, and he's a bit of a nut. And I will say it. Really, he's a bit of a nut. He's a fruitcake. Mohammed Noami Baker, who now lives in Switzerland, who was living in Toronto. He's now living in Switzerland. Anyway, when I just said, did I ask you your opinion? And he just said, go fuck yourself. And then he left the conversation. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, I didn't ask you your opinion. And when I told you that, you got all offended. Ugh, really? You just have to wonder. I mean, there's a problem here. There is a complete problem here. Well, the problem is these people are nuts. Like I said, I think a good idea would be to ship them all to the Senatal Islands where they can be eaten by the local savages. Or even better, create a special hospital. I'm sure that we can find a big enough space. Because there are areas of Canada and Australia which are barren. Australia, I think, would be better because of all the nasty animals, you know, the killers, the snakes, the crocodiles, and so on. maybe a big wombat, you know, or a dingo will take you away. And build a Dr. Moreau kind of island. Or Dr. Moreau kind of zoo. No, because I respect animals too much. We're not going to call it a zoo. We're going to call it a... How should we call it? Because I know the word I want to say, people are going to go, ooh, that's being... And they're going to say something stupid. No, we build a camp. I said camp, okay? Not a big camp. Maybe like a holiday resort, right? Because, of course, they need some things to do. And we just ship them there. And we could build a big wall. Yeah, wall. Well, not a literal wall because that would cost too much money. But an electrified fence would probably be the easiest way to go. Just put it around there and put all the crazy people in there. Both from the left and from the right. And they can offend one another. The funny thing is, these kind of movements that we're seeing now. I was recently having a very good conversation with a friend of mine who I've known for many years now, by the name of George Evans. Wonderful chap. And we were talking exactly about the same subject of these lunatics just recently. And then it dawned on us that actually we had seen the beginning of this stuff back in the early 1990s. That's, you know, people think it's actually new and recent. No, it isn't. Political correctness and the lack of common sense isn't something that has come up in the last 10 years. It actually goes further back than that. Really. Now, the reason why a lot of people will say, oh, this is stuff from the last 10 years, it's because, first of all, if you go back 20 years ago or even 25 years ago, there was no social media. There was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, and so on. So these people didn't have a platform. Now, I am the first person to say, I'm all for giving a platform to anyone and everyone. Even if I disagree with you, even if I think your message is stupid, dangerous, and completely nuts, yes, I'm for giving a platform to everyone because I believe in freedom of speech. But these people don't. Now, back in the 90s, we were both at one place, and we were talking, reminiscing about that time. And then at the same time, both of us, it hit us. We went, you know, that was like the breeding ground for this kind of activity. This is where it really all started. Well, not just in this one place, but places that were just like it. This is where this stupidity involving political correctness and lack of no common sense really all began. So it isn't anything new. The only thing, though, is nowadays many people will think that it's something that started in the last maybe 10 years. But no. It's only been amplified because of social media. You know, what I always find myself amused with is when you get these people, okay, the people, for example, that want to ban something like Baby It's Cold Outside or getting their asses all fucked up because of their heads and their asses and everything else because of Rudolph the fucking red-nosed reindeer. It's a song. It's a children's story. It's a cartoon. Get over it already. And making something that isn't there. Previously, these people only had a platform amongst themselves. With a small group of people. They could be involved in a volunteer organization, wherever else, right? So it was really kind of contained within that. And then with social media, well, you know, we see what's happened, right? So now these people have a bigger platform. The funny thing is, they always go on about, oh, and I've heard this. They go, oh, you know, I love social media because I have a voice. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I have a voice, I could speak my mind, and nobody can tell me what not to say. Yes, that's true. That's true. That's called freedom of expression and freedom of speech. But for some reason, those three words, freedom of and speech, or freedom of expression, only apply to them. If someone comes along with a message that is totally opposite to what they believe, they want to shut it down. They want to shut it down because it's freedom of speech, but there's a double standard. Now, there's a lot of people out there on both sides of the coin. Let's talk about the fruitcakes on the right. Those fucking idiots, like conspiracy nut Alex Jones. Okay, now, if you're not familiar with who Alex Jones is, the only thing I would suggest is go to YouTube. Put in the name Alex Jones, and you will get many different things. I mean, he is nuts. He's a conspiracy fruitcake. A conspiracy lunatic. A nut job. And any other verb you can think of. I disagree with 100% of everything that he says and everything that he stands for. But I would never, never bring up the issue of shutting him down. The same would go for a number of alt-right commentators, even ones that there are some out there who do push racist and Nazi ideas. I would never shut them down. I think they're fucking assholes. And what they do say is not offensive, it's just dumb. I mean, racist views are just dumb, period. But I would never shut them down. Because they also have a right for a platform as well. Even if you disagree with it. And what do you do if you disagree with something? Change the channel. It's that simple. It isn't rocket science. Now you're saying to yourself, why would I actually have that view if you have somebody going on with racist or Nazi type views? Why let them speak? Why would they have to be shut down? Well, okay, well, I'll tell you why. Because this is the situation that you will find yourself in with this. Okay, if you believe in freedom of speech, it's all speech, even if you don't like the message. Because who is to judge what is wrong and what is correct? What is bad, what is good? Because anything can be viewed by some people as being bad. I mean, there are those who will look at something like the Me Too movement and say, oh, these people should be banned and these people should be silenced. There are people who actually have said that. I'm not saying that because I think the movement did start off as something good, but it's now been hijacked by a bunch of fucking idiots. So, if we start banning speech, what do we do? Do we have a group of people who will decide what is bad and what is good? Oh, yes. I remember something similar to that. You see, when you have the people on the left wanting to ban the fruitcakes on the right, and then fruitcakes on the right wanting to ban fruitcakes on the left, I mean, they're both nuts, right? Not all, but a very large percentage. This is what you get into. It's called censorship. Do you remember censorship? It was really big one time in places like the Soviet Union and the German Democratic Republic and China, North Korea. It's called censorship. Censoring the views or free-thinking views of someone. This is the problem. Now, I have had discussions back and forth with people on Facebook, and you know what's really fun is you say something just to provoke a reaction. Trolling is, oh, it's an art. It's hysterical. It's a lot of fun. When you bring up the idea, well, look, you want to censor him, you want to get rid of him, just call it censorship. Because what they will say, I believe in freedom of speech, but I think he should be shut down. Well, no, if you think that he should be shut down, it could be Alex Jones, anybody, then you don't believe in freedom of speech. Don't even make that claim. If you really believe in freedom of speech, you'll just let them do what they do, talk to their audience, and not get your fucking knickers in a twist already. Now, one thing that these people do not like is when you say to them, so listen, personally, I think you actually have the right to that view. If you just admitted that you believe in censorship and you don't believe in freedom of speech, then I would actually have no problem. And honestly, I wouldn't. If you really think that these people should be shut down, say it and then back it up with, well, they have to be censored. If they just said, we just want to censor them. Honestly, I would respect them more than them being a hypocrite and saying, we have to shut them down. But I believe in freedom of speech. Hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy. I mean, they're fucking idiots. They are really, really dumb. They just have no brain between them. Do they not know what censorship is? Do they not realize that by silencing the person who they don't like, it is censorship? Political correctness. You see what I mean? This is the whole thing about political correctness. Political correctness, which, by the way, I have said publicly many times before, may have started off as a good idea. It really did. It really did start off as a good idea. But now, it has been completely hijacked and taken over by a bunch of losers and stupid assholes and fucktards and any other words you can think of. These cunts have basically taken something that is really good and twisted it to their own twisted ideology. If you believe in freedom of speech, don't then go around and say, that person has to be silenced, we have to ban them. Then you're believing in censorship. Do you not understand the difference? But as I just said, if you say, I think these people should be censored, or I believe in censoring these people, or we have to have censorship against this whole group, you know what? I would respect that more. I would respect that 100 times more. So would many other people. Than you coming along and saying, I believe in freedom of speech, but we have to shut them down. They're dumb. They're just dumb. There was something that I mentioned a while ago, what they should do with grenades. Lube them up, shove them up their ass, and pull the pins. Now, I could just picture right now somebody hearing that comment and saying, oh, you see, you're advocating suicide. No, I'm not. Do you not understand? Now, if I say to somebody, oh, go jump in a lake, it doesn't mean go jump in a lake. If you take it literal, then you are an asshole. No. Asshole's too good for you. Sorry about that. That's insulting other assholes. Some of my best friends are assholes, you know? Amazing thing, the asshole and people who are assholes. No, But if you say to somebody, go jump in a lake, it doesn't mean go jump in a lake. Do you not get it? If somebody says to you, go fuck yourself, well, there's a few ways you can answer that. My personal favorite way is to say, that's anatomically impossible. And if you say something like that, the funny thing is, they get even more angry. You know, that's why I love when people say, go fuck yourself. It's anatomically impossible. I can try if you want. You can help me. And they get more upset. It's really a lot of fun. You know, I mean, this is the thing. They love to go on about people that they should ban. But if you come back at them, they just want to shut down the whole conversation. Yeah, there's views out there that I completely, any racist or Nazi views, these people are fucked. And they're assholes. And no, like I said, they're not assholes. They're worse than assholes. They're just dumb. They're just stupid. Would I shut them down? No. Because shutting them down does one thing. Turns them into martyrs. And then they can go on about their side of political correctness. You see, the thing is, people think that political correctness is strictly on the left. No, it isn't. It's also on the right. They just have a very different way of doing it, but they're just as crazy. Let me give you an example. Everyone is, I suppose, by this time, heard the name Milo Yiannopoulos. I actually like what he does. The thing is, when he goes and does public speaking, the fruity lefties all come out and they try to shut him down, just like they do with Dr. Jordan Peterson, which we'll talk about on a future program. But with Milo, what they will do when he has his answer question session is they will blast him for, oh, you're a racist, you're a bigot. And he will ask the question, can you give an example of something that I said? And you know, they don't. Because there isn't anything. It's all in their imagination. They can't think of one single thing that, let's say, what he would say would be racist or bigoted. He will say things that, some people will find offensive. But then the problem is, they create things in their own mind. And we live in the world now where people love taking things out of context. Again, there's no common sense. Hence the name of the program, Common Sense Political Correctness, which you're listening to right now. They take it, they have no common sense. You know, and he loves pushing these snowflakes down. These are idiots. They're just stupid. Does he believe in shutting them down? No, of course not. He said, well, they also have the right to speak. But they have a double standard. He can't. I mean, we could talk about Milo at length. In fact, we actually have him booked to be a guest here on the program. And we're going to talk exactly about that. But to make a very long story short, these people really have to be put in their place on both sides. And people need to stop giving in to their stupid ideas. Now, when people protested that one radio station to ban the song Baby It's Cold Outside because they said it's a rape song, you know what? The program director should have just said to them, fuck you. Just fuck you. Go fuck yourself, even though it's anatomically impossible. But no, they give in. It's like the people that apologize all the time. They say something and they go, oh, I'm so sorry I said it. Oh, fuck you. This is the problem. As long as you keep apologizing, these assholes are going to keep coming out again and again. I mean, they should turn around and say, go fuck yourself, even though it's anatomically impossible. Take a stance. Stop apologizing. You see it on Twitter all the time. A celebrity says something, just a very common, innocent remark, and they're, I'm sorry, I need to apologize to all the people. Oh, fuck off. Make an apology when it's worth it. But otherwise, don't. Because all you're doing is you're giving in to them. You're giving in to them. You have the social justice warriors on Twitter who spend a lot of time going on Twitter and other social media platforms looking for things just to get apologies. Your apology is worthless, first of all. Because if you offend them, good. Maybe they need it. Like I said, some people need to be offended. But stop apologizing already. And just turn to them and say, go fuck yourself. Even though it's anatomically impossible. You see, that's how you should say it. Because that would even get them more angry. It's true. I've tried it before. Especially that Muhammad jerk off. What a wanker. Go fuck yourself. That's anatomically impossible. But you say it. If you say, oh, go fuck yourself. But it's anatomically impossible. But you get the idea. Oh my God, the shit will hit the fan. And they will even get more fake outrage. There will be more fake outrage and more fake offensiveness. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that we can get offended by. I mean, I'm offended by so many things that I see around me all the time. But I just walk right by. Like, these people, they don't even offend me. They don't even make me angry. I mean, the thing is, you may think that I'm not angry. I find them absolutely hysterical. Excuse me. But what I think we need to do is we need to start sticking up for what we believe in. What we believe in. And tell these people, go fuck yourself. Even though that's anatomically impossible. But no. What do? Apologize, apologize, apologize. Feh. God. Really. Shit, 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 shit. That's exactly what it is. Now, on a lighter note, let's have another song right now. Dinah Shore and Bunny Clark with Baby, It's Cold Outside.
You see, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
now
roar.
Now really, I've got to scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
but
think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in the street?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but
it's cold outside. Nice and comfortable in here, isn't it, honey?
Yeah. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The well welcome has
How
been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
Waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get
but
home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me your
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh,
baby,
but
it's cold. You know it's cold outside?
Yeah.
Buddy Clark, Dinah Shore, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Now, we still have a few minutes left here on the program. The name of the program, of course, is Common Sense, Political Correctness. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I just want to take a few minutes because we don't have enough time, but that's to talk about Doctor Who. We talk about how political correctness can ruin things. Well, yes, guess what? Doctor Who is probably the latest victim of that. There'll be others. Now, the new series of Doctor Who, there were some major changes this time. First, Peter Capaldi was, he left the role when he decided to stand down for the current season. He was replaced by Jodie Whittaker. Great actress, an absolutely fantastic actress. But they have decided to put a female doctor. Why a female doctor? Well, some are saying it's about time. You know, idiots. The thing, though, what's really funny, I'm actually not opposed to the idea. Not at all. I think it is about time that there is a female doctor. But here's an idea. How about not as Doctor Who or the Doctor in Doctor Who? How about a whole completely new series, a spinoff of Doctor Who with a female Time Lord? Why didn't they just do that? Oh no, because they don't think. And they were trying to be politically correct. I mean, this is the thing. They were being politically correct. That's why they did it. How did it fare out? Oh, well, not so well, actually. When the first new series of Doctor Who premiered with Jodie Whittaker, they were saying, you see, people are ready for a female doctor. The ratings prove it. Yeah, well, it's the first episode, and people were tuning in to find out what it was going to be like. You cannot judge the success of something from the very first episode. You have to wait to second, third, to really find out. The first episode was going to bring in a large audience, and that was it. It was going to. But what happened? Well, it sank. It fell. And they're going to be skipping a year because I think they have to retool or something. And it looks like Jodie Whittaker will only come back for a few episodes because it won't be a full season. And they'll have to get another replacement. I mean, did nobody see this? Well, we're going to talk about that in the new year when we do our political correctness and how Doctor Who was hijacked by fucktards. Again, I tell them, go fuck yourself. But I should mention that that's anatomically incorrect. Anyway, that's all we have time for on this Program 5 of Common Sense Political Correctness. Will we have a show before the end of the year? Actually, I don't know yet. Like I said, we weren't planning to even be up to Program 5 at this point. But with the amount of stupidity out there, We could have actually filled two shows today. But today's show, of course, was about one particular thing. So we're going to end with that one particular thing. We're going to end with another version of Baby, It's Cold Outside from the original soundtrack to the movie that the song premiered from and won an Oscar. So until next time, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well. I hope you have a very good holiday season. And if you see any left or right fruitcakes out there or snowflakes, because they're on both sides, tell them, go fuck yourself. But it's anatomically impossible. Remember, always add that line. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.
You know, on second thought.
Yes?
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pull.
The neighbors might
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Right. Eyes are like stars
to
right
break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
Oh, baby,
stay.
Don't hold out, baby.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
How
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maid Ned's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blazer before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
me.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a little drink more.
Put some records on while I pull.
The neighbors might
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like stars
To
right
break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I ought red. To say no, no, senor.
Mind if I move in
At
close.
Least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out,
oh,
baby.
But it's cold outside. Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The greeting has
You're
been
lucky that I dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
Your
storm.
Your sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Your brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
Your maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Maybe just a cigarette
Never
more.
Such a blizzard before.
You've got to go
but
home.
But baby, I'd freeze out there.
I'll lend you my comb.
It's up to my knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch me.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of your lifelong
At
sorrow.
Least there will be plenty implied.
If I caught pneumonia and died.
You really can't
Get
stay.
Over that old doubt,
oh,
baby.
But it's cold outside.